Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Brian, now that things have settled down, what is the math telling you about the tie, and what are the analytics people telling you about what this means going forward? I'm sure they're probably a little more excited about it than the players and the coaches.
I talked to those guys, I would say, Saturday and Friday relative to certain strategies as the season ends. So, that's when I'll sit down with those guys. Look, we tied the game. We obviously would like to win the game, but we move on and we get ready for Philly.
Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good, Charlotte. How are you?
Good. I was just curious how Leo's doing and if you guys had any other injuries from yesterday.
Yeah, I'd say he's sore. Leo's sore. That's really all I got right now. We'll see how it goes throughout the week and after I meet with Joe and training staff. But the rest of the guys made it through. We made it through pretty clean.
Good. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, just a couple of things. Another a night to sleep on, and I know you will go back on all your decisions and things like that. The end of the first half and the end of the overtime, anything that gave you more clarity? Do you still like what you did then? And any other things that came up that kind of are better to explain it now?
No, I'd say status quo from last night. We certainly talk about everything after a game. We talked about, yesterday's game today, and talked about the decision-making processes and the analytics part of it and, a bunch of things. Those are, conversations we have each week.
How much did the Richie James not getting the first down and you wanting a spot really affect what happened next there?
Yeah, I'm not going to get too involved into the particulars. It just played out how it played out.
Jordan, we're not.
Hey, Brian, what's up? What's going on?
Hey,
I'm wondering when you went back and looked what you saw, what was the difference offensively between the first half and the second half? The second half, you really kind of struggled to move the ball consistently and overtime, I guess.
Yeah, they played and coached better than we did.
That's all you saw? In what ways?
Pretty much every way.
Okay, and it sounds like you're blaming yourself for the loss then.
Well, I blame myself for every loss, Jordan. That's part of the job.
Okay. And with Xavier McKinney, any expectation for him to return to practice this week?
I'd say too early to tell.
So there's a possibility, at least, it sounds like.
I would say too early to tell. That's the best I got for you.
Okay.
Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian. A couple
hey,
for
Pat.
You.
Yep.
Are you considering taking over play calling on offense? Not to put words in your mouth, but just given how the offense struck.
No. I have a lot of confidence in Mike Kafka.
Okay. And then a couple of your defensive players appear to be lobbying for more playing time on social media last night. How do you handle when guys like Tay Crowder and Rodarius Williams kind of go public in that way?
Private conversations.
Do you find guys for that or no?
No, I would just say private conversations.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Please raise your hand if you have any more questions for Dave. Ed Valentine. Ed Valentine.
Dave, the timeout that you took with 1:23 left there, been asked by a few people, you know, why you took that timeout, because it looked like the clock was stopped when the ball went out of bounds.
The clock was going to run. The ball got knocked out of the ball carrier's hands, so they would start winding the clock.
So you wanted the timeout there.
Yeah.
All right.
And then they ran it on third down and bled the clock. You know, if they throw it and it's incomplete, maybe you got some more time on the clock.
Okay.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Art.
Since we haven't hit on the injury front,
sure.
Specifically on Adoree, do you expect Adoree to be back or have a chance to be on the practice field this week?
I think he's getting better. I think it's too early to tell. Today, you know, Monday. Making progress. How much progress, Art? Yet to be determined.
Thanks, Brian.
Anybody else?
I'm trying to think. We hit Leo. We hit Zay. Anything different with Darnay or Kenny from yesterday? They were the two guys that were kind of surprise inactives. I know you said Darnay was the shoulder.
Yeah.
Either of those guys getting back into the mix this week?
Yeah, Kenny. Kenny was in today with a mask on. Temperature is down a little bit, but he was, you know, had a pretty high temperature. Now it's worked its way down, so hopefully, you know, he'll be ready to go. And then Darnay, you know, we'll see how his shoulder is.
Thanks.
Yep.
Tom Canavan.
Oh, where did I go?
You're right here, bud.
Oh, there we go. Quick question. When you look at the I know you don't like looking at big pictures,
sure.
But the final five games, you've got Philly twice, Washington, Minnesota. I mean, you got the two top seeds in the East. Do you approach this any differently? Because you got to say to the guys, we really have our backs up against the wall or anything?
No, I think you just got to get ready to play the next week, the next team. And, you know, for us, it's the best team in the NFL right now. One loss. They lost to Washington. You know, they have a star-studded roster. I think Howie's done a great job of putting together a bunch of talent there on that team. Jalen's playing phenomenal. His receivers are they're exceptional. O-line, defensive line, corners. They got a star-studded cast.
Thank you.
Yep.
Dan Duggan.
Hey, I didn't realize you're starting early, so I missed the McKinney stuff, I guess. But I don't know if this specific question was asked. Is clubbing it up an option for him?
Right now, no, I would say.
Okay, and then kind of a bigger picture question. Like, the way you guys have called plays and kind of managed the offense leads to a perception that, like, either you don't fully trust Daniel or you don't fully trust the supporting cast. Like, how do you respond to that? Is there any validity to that?
I trust the offense and I trust the supporting cast.
Okay, so I guess why do you manage the games the way you do, where it seems like in, say, specifically like 2-minute drills at the end of halves, it seems like it's very, you're not really going for broke a lot of times. It feels like it's very measured how you approach those.
I'd say each week is different, and we manage it the way we think we need to manage it that game.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Patty Traina.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good, Patty. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I know you're focused on Philly, but
sure.
The schedule we're handed, and which you knew about, you know, way back when, is kind of weird with Washington coming up so close after just playing them. I'm just kind of wondering if you kind of change or split how you prepare for, you know, knowing that you have Washington so close on the heels of having them last time, if you have to change stuff up a whole lot, and you know, how you balance that with preparing for Philly.
Sure. I think this week all our focus is on Philly. And then once we get done with this week, there's not much change, Patty, whether in terms of scheduling or how we go about things. It's just you play an opponent, you know, for them it's back-to-back, and for us there's a game in between. So, you know, we'll be playing Philly and getting ready for Philly here, you know, starting today.
So you don't really split up the week and say, okay, you know, we've got Washington and they have the advantage having the off week, you know, basically having 3 weeks to prepare for you?
No.
The second time?
No. I mean, we did all our work leading up to that game, and now it's, you know, onto this game, again, playing the best team in the league, and you know, that's where all our focus has to be.
Thank you.
You got it.
Ryan Dunleavy.
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry. I was late, too. I didn't realize the time changed.
No worries. No worries.
But were you asked about Bellinger yet?
I was not.
Obviously, whereas Ojulari seemed to be on a pitch count, it seemed like Bellinger jumped right back into the full fold. Why was he able to do that, and how did you think it went with his visor, catching the ball, doing all his responsibilities with the new equipment that he had to wear?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the two injuries were a little different, right? His was more of a contact to the eye, so we had to let that heal, then, you know, put the visor on and make sure he was ready to go. But he was, you know, conditioning throughout when he could, and he played, you know, a lot of snaps yesterday. It was good to have him back. You know, hopefully we just keep improving with him, but it definitely was good to have him out there.
And the other one I wanted to ask, and again, if it was already asked, I'll just pass.
Okay.
We asked about what happened to Rodarius, why he went from playing what seemed like pretty well against the Cowboys to no snaps yesterday.
No, not necessarily that. So I'll answer that. You know, each week we sit down, we talk, you know, the defensive guys and I, and figure out, you know, who we think we want in there for that particular week. And, you know, the guys that were in there this week were the guys that we wanted in there.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep, you got it.
We'll take three more. Jordan Renan.
Hey, Brian. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm wondering, how do you view this? I mean, that this seems to be like the first real test of adversity for this team, right? You guys, things went pretty well early in the year. You won 7 of 9, but now you've won once in 5 games. You have players that are unhappy and saying it publicly with their playing time. And even some of your decisions were criticized yesterday. How do you handle adversity, and how much do you view this as like a critical point for your team and sort of what you're trying to build here?
Well, adversity and criticism comes with the territory. So I've been in this, not this seat as a head coach, but a coordinator for a long time. And, you know, it's a popular game, followed by a lot of people. And you know, I appreciate the support. You also appreciate the negativity or criticism. That's, you know, if you want to be mentally tough and strong, you know, this is the sport to be in, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player. And really, you can't focus too much on that, Jordan. You appreciate it. I think we're all thankful for the support you get. But you just get back to work. You know, there's adversity after every loss. Sometimes there's adversity after win. We've talked about that since probably April. There's going to be ups and downs, and to stay mentally strong and focused on the task at hand, that's not an easy thing to do all the time, but you need to do it. It's a week-to-week league. So have we got the results we wanted? Absolutely not. Have we prepared and worked and done the right things to give ourselves a chance? We have. We haven't finished. We haven't done enough to win those games. I was proud of the team yesterday for the way they competed. You know, losing two in a row, and you're down 10-0 right away. The focus for us will always be on us and improving the things we need to improve from each individual, starting with me, all the way down to the team. And that's, to me, the only way you know how to, you know, coach and, you know, work in this business.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian, one more from me.
Sure.
You monitor snap counts of all these guys, obviously. I don't know, when they come to you and say, well, Julian Love might need a break, and, you know, maybe the headset goes off at some point for you or Wink or Thomas McGahee, all 85 snaps and like 20 on special teams. When is too much? And, you know, I'm sure you're aware of, you know, maybe not.
He'll have a vet day on Wednesday.
That's
along with a couple other people. Couple other people.
Who else?
Dexter is the plan. Glowinski. Those three right now.
And, do you ever think, you know what, we got to back off Julian with some of the special team stuff if he's going to play? I mean, 85 snaps is a lot for anybody.
Yeah, you're always talking about that. So, we had made a couple adjustments with some other players, that were starters. And, you know, we'll always talk about doing that, you know, particularly now in December.
Of course, your coordinators don't want to hear it either, right? And you start taking their players away from them. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
you know,
pretty much your best players on each unit, because you never know which play is the most important play.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Last one here, Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dave, I know this is more of a looking ahead question, and you're not really a looking ahead mode, but they just announced that you guys were getting flexed in Washington to Sunday night.
Yep.
You guys, in terms of that kind of opportunity, obviously the guys are going to want to get back to Washington and kind of finish what you didn't do yesterday. But does the challenge of facing a team as talented as Philly help you keep the focus where you want the focus to be without looking ahead to what's coming in a week?
Yeah, you know, Art, again, this is something that we've talked about since the day we've gotten here. You focus on the day. You make the most out of that day. Then you focus on, you know, the week, and you make the most out of that week. You don't get too far ahead of yourself. Again, I've said this before, you get humbled real quick in this league. So you don't get too high when things are going great. You don't get too low when things aren't exactly the way you want them. You keep a consistent approach. So our focus will be on Philadelphia. Again, against a team that's, you know, pretty much run through everybody. And, you know, I think that's plenty for us to focus on.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.